All right, we've got to talk about this wild breaking news story that I think puts into perspective so much of what we're seeing from this administration. They are two things consistently: incompetent, and the only thing that ever matches their incompetency is their cruelty. So well said from John Ossoff. I say that all the time, and we recently learned that somebody very high up in this administration, an ICE chief, if you will, which we'll get to, has been hospitalized twice because of Stephen Miller and because of the stress of the job. Stephen Miller's like literally real life Voldemort, probably just spending his time screaming and yelling at people, demanding that his evil agenda come true. So I want to talk a little bit about this because it's wild. But before we do, just for a second, let's talk about today. Today was No Kings. I know so many of you were out there. I was out in Chicago. A couple of you came up to me and said hi, which I just want to say really quickly from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate each and every one of you. You guys are awesome. This is a video from Boston. Let's take a look. The crowds were absolutely nuts today. The energy was so good. And I love stuff like this because, like, a lot of people comment online. They're like, oh, it's so silly, so dumb to be having these inflatable costumes. But in my opinion, it's actually very intelligent. From an optics standpoint, the right consistently says that, you know, what we're seeing out in the streets right now, like on a day like today for the No Kings protest, is, you know, this radical left violence that's tearing America apart, when in reality it's not. It's peaceful protests, Americans making their voices heard, Democrats and Republicans coming together to stop the largest expansion of executive authority we have seen in our lifetimes. It's very hard for Republicans to say, oh, look at the evil left doing such dangerous things. And then, like, you can't seriously point to an inflatable chicken and say that. And so that's why I really like stuff like this, because it brings a positive atmosphere that really makes it hard for Republicans to argue against. Look, people are using their voices, and then you can immediately redirect to, again, why people are out here. This is Alex Pretty and Renee Good, you know, fighting against such all the awful things we're seeing ICE do in our communities. Bill Nye, the science guy. I saw this guy a lot when I was in school. Out today. Let's take a listen.
Extraordinary times require extraordinary actions, and we are living at a very unusual and troubling times. These guys from ICE wearing masks, beating people, shooting them in cold blood in the United States without consequence. People, this goes way back 249 years.
100%. And again, that is the difference that we see when Alex Pretty and Renee Good are shot. The ICE officers, they're not even investigated by the DOJ. They are shielded and protected. It is two different classes in the United States. People that the laws don't apply to them, Donald Trump, the people near Donald Trump who get super rich off the outward corruption, Donald Trump who sells pardons to the highest bidders, the Trump organization and everyone around it who sells shoes and phones and Bibles and all the rest. And then people who are, you know, helping this administration, people who lie under oath like Pam Bondi, people who shoot protesters like the officers who shot Alex Pretty and Renee Good. Those individuals are shielded. They didn't even investigate those individuals. And it is truly unprecedented to see. Again, No Kings, the largest expansion of executive authority we have seen in our lifetimes. It's really, honestly, inspirational to see someone like Bill Nye, somebody I watched in elementary school, out there on the streets. We also know, in relation to all of this, No Kings, ICE, and then, more so about what ICE is doing right now. They're in the airports, you know, I guess trying to help out TSA. Donald Trump sent them. They're really helping out here, doing, I don't know, like getting a cup of coffee. Super helpful. Really appreciate you guys clearing up the lines. The other thing is that ICE isn't wearing masks in airports, which is really fascinating because there was this whole super intense argument from the administration that ICE has to wear masks to, you know, protect their identity. But it's like, was it really about protecting their identity if they don't have to do it in the airports? Donald Trump's like, oh, they don't need to do that in the airports. It's like, wait, so why were they really wearing masks? This is from JFK. So people found ICE officers and actually started taking pictures, and ICE officers actually just trying to cover their faces and get away. Take a look.
Thank you.
I mean, literally running away, sprinting away, covering their face, clearly so proud of what they do every single day in the United States, standing in the airport, just, you know, answering questions for the American public, saying, hey, this is what I do. This is why I'm here. No, shielding your face, running away, no accountability. Donald Trump was asked about sending ICE agents to airports. And here's the thing. In my head, I have a list of Trump clips that I consider all-time Trump clips, okay? And I don't want to use the word legendary. Let me know what you think in the comments down below. I want a better word than legendary, because obviously Donald Trump is not legendary. He's the worst goddamn president this country has ever seen. Don't get me wrong. But there's like a list of clips I have that specifically show at such an extraordinary, in such an extraordinary way, how dumb Donald Trump is. Like, this is one of those clips, the clip I'm about to show you. Another one that comes to mind is in his first term, Donald Trump was with Melania Trump calling kids on Christmas Eve and calling families, wishing them a Merry Christmas. And he gets on the phone, and it's a family from South Carolina, and there's a 7-year-old boy who gets on the phone, and he says, oh, how old are you? 7? Do you still believe in Santa? Because at 7, it's marginal, right? Like, he ruined a kid's Christmas by asking, do you believe in Santa? And it's just one of those clips you watch. It's just so jaw-dropping. It's like, wow, this clip perfectly sums up who Donald Trump is. This is another one of those clips. In the all-time, we will look back and be like, oh my effing God, I cannot believe this is who's leading us. Take a listen.
Thank you very much.
Whose idea was that? Ice at the airport?
We're dealing really...
Whose idea was it?
Mine. That was mine.
And can I ask you, you said
that was like the paperclip. You know the story of the paperclip? 182 years ago, a man discovered the paperclip.
I mean, and it doesn't get any better. I want to point out, there's like 20 more seconds where he talks about the paperclip. How it's such a great idea, but so simple. How could anyone not think of that earlier? How could anyone, quote, discover the paperclip? And it's just like him sending ICE to airports. I mean, my favorite sign, I was out in Chicago today, no kidding. My favorite sign that I saw was... the dumbest person in the world and the president of the United States are not supposed to be the same person. It was hilarious. It's how I feel like every single day. So to the original story we talked about in the beginning, sources report that Trump's ICE director has been hospitalized multiple times due to stress from Stephen Miller. Current and former officials said they saw loins break out into a full sweat with his face turning deep red. Now I'm going to read a little bit of this article, but Why would that be? Probably because Stephen Miller is like real life Voldemort. This dude is so crazy and intense. Listen to this.
Miller, if you can figure all that out and explain it to this audience, you're a lot smarter than I am.
Well, I don't know about that, Sean, but here's what I do know. You add up all those things. Any political party that is pushing for that combination of policies, defunding airport security, defunding immigration enforcement and border control, shutting down the Department of Homeland Security during a military conflict with the world's number one state sponsor of terror, refusing to allow voter ID, prohibiting proof of citizenship to vote in our elections. You add all that up, that is a party that is trying to destroy this republic, that is trying to destroy the United States of America.
I mean, oh my God. So much dishonesty there, but I just want to take you back to the very beginning, what we were talking about. The party trying to destroy the United States of America right here, folks, in the chicken costume. Let's take a look at this article from the Daily Beast. Stressed ICE chief hospitalized twice after Miller meltdowns. Acting ICE director Todd Loins was hospitalized at least twice due to the, quote, stress-related issues while executing the president's migrant crackdown, a new report alleges. Administration officials tell Politico that the strain put on Loins, in part by the White House and its top immigration advisor, Stephen Miller, caused the 52-year-old to, quote, struggle to make key decisions for the agency. He would be visibly upset and struggling to make the decisions that were needed to be made by the director, a former DHS official said. One current and two former officials told the site that Loins often takes a long time to make decisions, forcing his deputies to do more work. Those same officials attributed Loins' stress, which saw him, quote, break out into a full sweat with his face turning deep red, to pressure from the White House. Miller reportedly yelled at Loins during morning phone calls and with administration officials, according to other individuals who were on those calls. Of course, the White House responded and said, like, this is the worst thing I've ever seen. The White House is so, I mean, it would be such a stain on this country and how we're supposed to view journalists during, you know, in a democracy. They are so gross and disgusting, always responding, shame on Politico. This is such trash, left wing, blah, 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 blah. But three White House officials made available to Politico after it reached out for comment claimed that Miller never yelled at Loins. And one said the deputy chief of staff was merely, quote, passionate on the calls. And another one said that Miller asked, quote, very pointed questions in a very assertive tone. That sounds like a lot of words for he was yelling at them. That kind of sounds like a confirmation. Then, you know, the White House getting more angry. This is all BS, blah, 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 blah. But if we scroll down even more, in the same meeting, Miller ordered ICE to target Home Depot parking lots to arrest day laborers. He went as far to say that he could make 30 arrests himself at the nearest location, quote, just go out there and arrest illegal aliens, as Stephen Miller said. So Loins' hospital trips were reported in September and December, and the first incident saw him spend the night at a Washington hospital after his security detail drove him there, according to Politico. And a third incident occurred last summer in Los Angeles, according to Politico as well. The site writes that Loins, quote, became so distressed when ICE agents couldn't locate a migrant on their target list after a ride-along with top administration officials, that one of his bodyguards took a portable defibrillator from a nearby government office to Loins in case he needed medical intervention because he was so stressed and worked up. ICE did not respond to a request for comment. Great reporting here from the Daily Beast and from Politico. I mean, again, this is the type of cracks you see in this White House, like Stephen Miller bossing around and telling people to, like, you know, commit these evil acts. And then you have Todd Loins losing his mind. Let me know what you think of this in the comments down below. And again, when you look at what ICE is doing, like, any human being with some type of moral conscience or even just some care for the law and the Constitution would be stressed, would be freaking out. Homeowner, I'm going to talk a little bit about this video right here. Here, I'll kind of narrate here because a lot of this video is in Spanish, but essentially what you're seeing is workers on top of a roof, ICE showing up, and then those workers being, you know, brought down via a ladder and sat down here as ICE shows up. As you see right here, ICE in masks and workers, people who are working on a roof sitting down. And this is the type of stuff ICE is doing. Check this out. So a homeowner waited until the construction job that she needed was nearly done and then called ICE on six of her workers. And the woman even provides the ladder used by agents to detain the men, who she owes nearly $10,000. And in the video, in Spanish, they're yelling, she called the damn law on us and now we're totally screwed. They surrounded us. Agents even left behind the workers' vans with doors wide open, filled with thousands of dollars worth of tools. The arrest was broadcast live for about 30 minutes by a coworker saying, quote, seeing it is not the same as experiencing it. I've seen many videos and sadly today I had to experience it. This was in Maryland. So again, not going after the worst of the worst. And this is why we saw, you know, this is why we see things like the No Kings protests, right? Not going after the worst of the worst, consistently ignoring court orders and taking orders from Stephen Miller and from Donald Trump to go after people who are just trying to work and live in Maryland, famously where all the dangerous, horrible crime is in this, you know, town in Maryland where people are just trying to work. It's crazy. Let me know what you think of all this in the comments down below and that story from Politico. Very interesting. We will keep you updated. My name is Chris Mowry. If you made it this far, I do a daily video on the Adam Mockler channel. So make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel down below. Almost at 2 million subscribers here on the Adam Mockler channel, which is nuts. So make sure you hit subscribe and like down below. I appreciate each and every one of you, and I will see you in the next video.